Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We have a very good show planned for you tonight and I hope you'll stick around for the entire 1 hour. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us. Tonight's topic is, can you really motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone else? Can you really do that? Let's get started by bringing in my various co-hosts. Let's all begin right now with bringing in Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. How is everybody this morning? This evening? It's been a crazy day. I raise butterflies, and the pillars are right now are eating me out of house and home. I just filled their cage with fresh, produce a few hours ago, and it's all stripped, so I'm like sweating trying to go through my garden and get more greens before, so I can get in here on my podcast. But welcome, everybody.
Okay. Well, no problem at all. We're glad to have you. Let's go ahead and welcome. I think we have Port Rosette, I believe we have. Port Rosette, is that you we have on the line?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Jesse and all the other co-hosts. It's so good to be on the show with y'all this evening.
Okay, it's very good to have you. Thank you for taking time out your busy schedule and joining us. Tonight's topic we're talking about, can you really motivate or inspire? We're going to start with asking the question about, can you inspire or motivate your significant other or anyone else for that matter? And Darren Deedy, I want to begin with you. And just before we do, we want to go ahead and bring in Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure and always an honor to have you, sir.
Good afternoon, and I definitely appreciate being here, and I am ready to get started.
Excellent. So, Darren Deedy, let me go back up here to you and ask that question. Can you motivate your significant other? Let's start with a significant other before we get to anyone else.
Okay. Absolutely. I would have to say by supporting them or even motivating them is by supporting them. Be engaged in their interests. Root them on, give them support morally, just letting them know that, they're good and that you have their back.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Ricky to rescue in a moment if he would give us his definition of motivate or inspire, and maybe he can also give us a clinical definition of it. I personally, and I want to give my opinion just like everybody else, I question whether you can actually motivate or inspire someone. I think motivation comes from within. The person, everything comes down to the person's will, trust, or belief systems. It's up to that individual whether they want to take action. Action is what's going to be required on the individual's part when it comes to any type of motivation or inspiration. And just before we get there, we're going to ask Port Rosette. But let me go ahead and welcome a couple more of our co-hosts that will be joining us tonight. Let's start with Ms. J. Ms. J., welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you. And I'm going to ask that after we bring in Benny from the block, I'm going to ask you to come back and read the disclaimer. Ms. J.,
Okay. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. And I got here a little late, and I think I don't miss some good stuff, but I'm here ready to go.
All right, excellent. All right, let's go ahead and bring Benny from the block. Benny from the block, thank you for joining us this evening and welcome.
Good evening, good evening. A happy, happy Thursday. It's Benny from the block here. I'm excited about the show. Let's go.
All right, excellent. Ms. J, if you'll go ahead and read that disclaimer to us, please.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice. It should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you and enjoy the program tonight.
Excellent. Thank you for that. For Rosette, let's bring you in here before Rick to the Rescue gives us his a clinical definition of motivate, the word motivate and inspire. And again, I give my opinion just like everybody else. I question whether or not you can actually motivate somebody or inspire them. I mean, we can hear inspirational messages, motivation, where it almost sounds like it's going to come nagging or annoying. And we'll get to the story in about 2 minutes. But first, Port Rosette, your thoughts on motivating or inspiring someone. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel that you can inspire and motivate people because, like, even with my students, you know, I know, like, certain things will encourage them to do certain things. And so I feel that you can motivate in different ways.
All right, excellent. All right, we're going to bring in Rick to the Rescue. And Rick to the Rescue, give us your thoughts. Maybe some definitions and then your own personal thoughts as a life coach.
Yes, and I think this is a great topic, and we're able to dig a little bit deeper than we have in the past. So in looking at motivation, of course, we're looking at, you know, someone's motive or reason for doing something. And if I was just going to use an example of a work incentive, right, let's just say if for whatever reason your employer said, we're going to pay everyone $500 extra to come to work. Now, would that motivate a lot of people to come to work? Yes, it will. But what would happen if you take the money away, right? And so with the people who still go to work, you know, on their own, that's an intrinsic thing, right? They're motivated to go to work, whereas other people may look for that motive outside of somewhere else. But if it's within you, intrinsically, I believe that's where you're going to see the true motivation that's able to withstand all of the different, you know, little incentives or scenarios that could be placed your way. And so I think that's more sustainable when it's intrinsic versus, you know, that external motivation that people may be searching for sometimes. Because
okay,
I think
so let me ask you this, Rick. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to ask you this. When the employer offers the incentive of $500, that $500, is that a stimulus? And we don't mean the stimulus package from the government, but is that a stimuli, something that causes one to take action? And doesn't it still come down to that person's desire? It's like there are so many jobs that are available throughout the United States now that people are not even willing to go to work. They're not willing to go to work. So even with the incentive, and, I mean, up here in Georgia where I am, they're hiring at the public supermarket, $15 an hour. And Panda Express pays $15 an hour and $16 if you work in the kitchen. But people are still not willing to go to work. So, Rick, to the Rescue, my quick question is, doesn't it still come down to the intrinsic being of that person, whether or not I'll go work for $15 an hour, or no, I'm not working for $15 an hour. In fact, I'm not even going out there to work. If I can't find a job working from home, I'm not going to work at all. Ricky to Rescue, your thoughts?
Yes, but I think it's a choice, right? And so
okay. What
I was going to mention was, you know, there's different types of motivation. You know, you can be motivated internally or you could be motivated by external factors, but you still have, you know, a decision to make about, you know, what would you decide to do. So, yes, it is intrinsic because it entails you making that decision, but if you was to look at, you know, classical conditioning, you know, to that respect, you know, what motivated, you know, the dogs to do what they did in that scenario, you know, it wasn't necessarily thinking about it in those terms that, okay, did they have some type of internal thought process? No, it was the ringing the bell, like it was something outside. So, but they had to choose to respond to it. And so I think that's more in line with what I'm trying to say. You have to choose to respond to it a certain kind of way.
Excellent, excellent. So what Ricky to Rescue is referring to is Pablo's salivation with the dog, that when you hear the bell ringing, that's usually a cue that the dog has been trained or conditioned to know that it's close to time to eat. So that's Pablo's, and there have many theories out there where they deal with actions and behaviors. So thank you, Ricky to Rescue, for that. We're going to get to the story in just a second. Just before I do, I want to go in once again. Ms. J, what is your thoughts? And then we're going to get Benny from the block. Your thoughts on, can you motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone for that matter?
Okay, I definitely agree with things that everybody said as far as anyone else, you know, because you may can motivate your students and employees with money or whatever. But, you know, the possibility, how long was built, temporary or lasting motivation, that's the question. But as far as your significant other, that means you're not married to him. That means that's just your boyfriend or whatever. And my thing is, you know, if that's going to be your significant other, well, this, I'm going on another route now. Why do I want to waste all my time trying to motivate a grown man that seems like he might not even be compatible to me? So I guess what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't even attempt trying to motivate my significant other. My husband, I would know where he was coming from even before we got married, you know, as far as the type of motivation he had or whatever. But, no, I don't think you should be trying to motivate your significant other, bottom line.
All right. Excellent. You must have peaked our story tonight because it's going to be coming to you.
No, I did, but that's life. What I'm talking about is live, real life stuff.
Exactly. And all of our stories are inspired by true stories or true events. Benny from the block, let's get your thoughts just quickly here so we can get to the story because we're already a quarter way through the show. Can you really motivate or inspire not only your significant other, and sometimes significant others can be that life partner, can be your spouse even for that matter, or anyone else for that matter. Quickly, Benny from the block, please.
I think basically you only have a short window to inspire anybody. And what I mean by that is if you have a significant other or whomever and you have to inspire that person, there's always something lacking in there when you have to continually inspire someone. You should be an inspiration to somebody else. That means that your life, your walk, the things that you do should be an inspiration to somebody that's in your life or close to you. If that person doesn't see you and you have to go in physically and mentally and verbally, always be intrinsically, you know, stimuli them to be better, then that's a shortcoming in that person. That's something that you may want to think about in your life before you move on with that person because they have greater needs than you may be able to supply.
All right. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We certainly do welcome all of you all tonight. All of you all stand by. Port Rosette, we're going to get to you in just a moment. Please stand by as we go into tonight's story, tonight's characters. And again, all of our stories are inspired by true stories. Tonight's characters are Kathy and Lenny. Kathy and Lenny. Now, Kathy and Lenny, now they have decided to get married after dating for the past 18 months. Now, things with them seem to be going pretty well most of the time. Their wedding has been set in the next 6 months. Kathy holds a bachelor's degree, and Lenny dropped out of high school in the 11th grade, citing school was boring for him. Kathy works in upper-level management, and Lenny has been working for the past 20 years as a stock clerk at a warehouse. Now, he has not made any efforts or attempts to advance himself in terms of career or otherwise. Lenny happens to be 42 years old, and Kathy is 36 years old. This is Lenny's second marriage and Kathy's first. They both have children from their previous relationships. Lenny has two sons from his first marriage, and the children live with their mother. Kathy has a 14-year-old daughter who lives with her and will live with Lenny and Kathy once they are married. Kathy's daughter thinks Lenny is a nice guy, but is concerned that he will be boring for her mother because he appears to lack, L-A-C-K, appears to lack motivation or inspiration. She questions her mother frequently about being sure whether she wants to go through with the marriage. Lenny and Kathy met at a mutual friend's party nearly 2 years ago and have seldom been separated. Now, there's no doubt about their love for each other. Lenny treats Kathy like a queen. There is one great challenge that Kathy has noticed nearly the entire time that they have been dating. The challenge is along the same lines that Kathy's daughter has observed, which includes the following. This is the challenge about his motivation and inspiration. It is true that Lenny lacks motivation or inspiration to do better for his own life. Despite of the numerous attempts that Kathy has made to motivate or inspire him to get his GED or a high school diploma at night, Lenny is not interested. Kathy has also made numerous attempts to get him to seek better employment for a pay increase, and again, he's not at all interested. Lenny is very secure in his own comfort zone of just taking life one day at a time and being very laid back. Kathy keeps trying to motivate or inspire Lenny, but he constantly refuses to do anything different. Now, this is becoming annoying for both of them because Lenny thinks that Kathy is nagging, and she feels that his lack of motivation could hold her back. Despite all of this, they are still very much in love. And I want to go to you now, Port Rosette, and ask you, is love enough? Is love enough to make this their marriage work? Is love enough?
I feel that love is important, but then they also need to be compatible. And if they're not, if they're like so, let me see what I can say. If she's somebody that's a go-getter and, you know, is constantly growing and achieving her goals, and he's just kind of stuck and not willing to leap, grow and move forward, it could end up being a problem because it'll be like they're going in a completely different direction, or he's not moving at all and she's trying to pull him along.
But he treats her like a queen. Shouldn't that say something?
Oh, that's wonderful. But
okay, but is that enough? Is that enough?
It's enough if she's satisfied with it, but she just has to make up her mind that she isn't going to try to change him once they are married. Like, she has to be willing to accept him as he is and not think that just because she's trying to encourage him to get his GED and move forward educationally, he's going to be willing to do it. And if she's satisfied with that, she can go ahead. But if not, then she needs to just kind of hold off, and just, he can still be a friend, you know?
Okay. All right, Miss J, let me bring you in here. Miss J, you've heard all of this, the big challenge. This guy is just not motivated. He's not inspired. And, I mean, your commentary at the very beginning talks about why should you be wasting your time when it comes to a man that you're dating. So are you saying then, based on your early commentary, that this is not the guy for her? Because it sounds like it's got a lot of work that you got to put into this. Ms. J, your thoughts?
100% plus. This is not the man for her. You know, if you got to put all that work into a grown man, what's the point? She's 36, bless her heart. I guess she is on a man right now. But what she needs to do is something by him she likes. So just date the man. Don't even think about no marriage. You know, that's what she need to do because this is not compatible at all. I don't see that one thing you mentioned that would make them compatible and they would not have problems. You know,
okay.
I don't see nothing. So this is just, she should just date him and maybe date some more too because this ain't the one to even think about marriage. Not unless you really change all of a sudden during the dating process, but that'll just be it. Date.
Okay, sir, Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here. You know, how did her daughter, a 14-year-old, do you think that they're smart enough at that point? She obviously got it right. She's like, Mom, he's not motivated or inspired. He seems to not have these qualities. And she cautions her mom, or she is concerned that her mom might take on a man that she's bored with. Your thoughts?
Well, her daughter has history with her mom. Her daughter knows what happened. She knows her father probably, and probably he was very similar to the one she's with now, because women tend to have a pattern, and looks like she's in that pattern. So her daughter sees the long term. The mother is seeing the short term because someone's paying her attention. They're probably having great sex, and he's always with her. And I was saying earlier that all that energy that he's putting into her to show her attention, affection, and love should be the same energy he puts toward his own life to move forward, to be better, to be greater, because a man is supposed to lead by example. He's not supposed to be led by example. He's supposed to lead by example, and he's not leading by example. So the daughter has gotten this thing completely right. She knows her mom. She knows her mom's history. She sees in this guy the same type of pattern, and she knows it's going to end in destruction because, like she said, my mom's going to become bored him, which is probably what happened with her father.
Okay, Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here and ask you the question. If this were your friend, if Kathy were your friend, would you advise her to go on? Child, this man treats you like a queen. It doesn't matter that he dropped out of high school in 11th grade. It doesn't matter that he works at the warehouse as a stock collector. We're certainly not demeaning his job. But he's comfortable in his comfort zone. So would you advise her to go through with the marriage?
No. I have to agree with what everybody has said so far. They just don't seem compatible. They're not on the same level. And that young lady's going to find that she's been held back holding on to this guy. Maybe she might want to, stay good friends with him. But, it might even be with them just dating that might inspire him to get more educated or get a better job, something to get him off of his, comfort level, shall I say.
See, but we're always kind of like wishful or hopeful. Rick's the Rescue, I'm going to bring you in here. We're always wishing and hoping, but then that wish and hope, when you dive into that marriage all the way down there, I mean, doesn't it magnify itself 100-fold where you thought that you might have, he may have thought she was nagging now, and she's trying to motivate or inspire him, but now she's getting to see this all the time. Doesn't that become magnified, Rick to the Rescue?
I believe it definitely become magnified when we're not able to identify the why. And when I say identify the why or the motivating factors or the reasoning in which the way he is, the same thing is going to continue to happen. And to actually try to figure out why he's the way he is or what motivates him, or because you never know. In some situations, you may realize that some people remove themselves out of the work environment, completely because they came to a self-awareness that, hey, I can't do it. It's too stressful for me. And that happens more often than people actually realize. And so I know we look at it from the standpoint in which we're looking at it to say, hey, maybe he needs to mature. He needs to do these things. But honestly, you really don't know what a person has been faced with in their life. And so with them being that close with each other, I'm pretty sure she's experienced some of those experiences with him. So kind of trying to dig into his why, right, instead of trying to force him to do something, I think that would be more helpful for her.
Okay.
Dr.
Right.
Walker.
Yes, Ms. J, go ahead.
Just quickly, he was Ricky was saying, trying to dig into his why. I kind of know what Lenny's why is. You know how you talk about how women looking for that good man, men looking for that good woman too.
Absolutely.
Now, you said Lenny was secure in himself. He's fine, so he done got Kathy. She's a manager, bring home a little decent salary, and she got it going on. So he's gonna be laid back and just let her be the man of the house.
Okay, so then
that's all he wants.
So, Miss J, but if he treats her like a queen,
you
does
can't
all that other
like
stuff matter?
To keep her.
Uh-huh.
He done found his good thing. Yeah, I'm going to treat you like a queen, because I'm using your money anyway, buying you stuff. And I'm going to treat you like a queen. He done found him a good one.
That was a very good take on that. Let me bring in Port Rosette. Okay, let's say the man, you were in Kathy's position. You're being treated like a queen. And, I mean, he likes motivation. He's not out there cheating. He's not out there. He's not mentally or physically abusive to you. He just doesn't. He's not motivated. Why can't you just leave him alone and enjoy him treating you like a queen? Why just leave him alone?
Yeah, I feel that she doesn't want to leave him alone because, see, there's something within her, like what they were talking about earlier. There's something intrinsic in her where she likes growing and moving forward. And so I think she's feeling that she wants to motivate him or inspire him to be that same way. And that's where there's going to be a problem because if he doesn't see that on his own and he's already a grown man,
mm-hmm.
I think it's important, like they're saying, to get into that why and really maybe go and spend some time with his family and see how he grew up and get some ideas about why he does what he does.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ricky to the rescue, I want to bring you in here, and I want to ask this question. I mean, this man is 42 years of age. He's 42. So, I mean, this man's been doing the same job for the past 20 years. He's not trying to advance himself. This is who he is. So, Ricky to the rescue, can you help all of us, I mean, some of us maybe, to understand that people are who they show you that they are. They are who they show you that they are. If the man is saying, I don't want to get married, if the man is saying, you know, I don't want to do anything else with my life, and you're there preaching to him, I don't want to change, then why can't a person, in your clinical view, why can't a person just leave a person alone, or doesn't it boil down to that we think we can change people?
And so I think it's actually a lot of different things going on. And one of them could be that you could be blinded by love, right? And so sometimes love or our perception of love or what we think is love gets in the way of our better judgment, right? That often happens as well. And so even with this scenario that we're talking about, I think that there's a lot of questions to be answered. And I know we're looking at his chronological age, but developmentally, we don't know where he is. Now I'm thinking about, like, if you think about it, like a Michael Jackson, you know, who didn't have that childhood, and then he became grown, right? And so to kind of just dig into the whys, it'll help us get more understanding of what's going on, because even if the situation is he just wants to use her, a person in that situation would feel more comfortable leaving if they felt like they did their due diligence in seeking the why. Because sometimes we can jump to conclusions or make assumptions, and then we'll walk away, and then we'll second-guess ourselves. And that's how we end up going back. And so it's a lot of moving parts in this situation I really feel like just need to be looked at, and it's going to take some time.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Let's see here, Benny from the block. You know, can love overcome this, in your opinion? Can love, you know, it's said that love conquers all. Benny from the block?
Well, I don't think that, I think what's going to happen is there's going to become a lot of friction between them. And so whatever love that they have now will quickly dissipate, because a motivated woman is a motivated woman. And just like you said, she is who she is. But once she gets a man, she looks at him and says, man, you don't have no other interest, no other desire. That's going to put a negativity in her heart. And so that love is going to be blocked out, because she just sees him as just a piece of a trophy on the shelf, and it ain't doing nothing, ain't growing, ain't adding to her. And yet, as she gets older, because like I said, he's 42 now. I know we're not talking about chronological age, but in 8 years, she's going to pretty much be where he is, and he's going to be at the next stage level, which means that he ain't going to even do any less. So yes, love cannot conquer. I know we say love conquers all, but, you know, wisdom is the best thing with knowledge. You got to have wisdom about what you're trying to conquer, because I tell you, that love can turn to malice and anger so fast that you'll wish, boy, you'll wish you had love for somebody.
All right, and that is absolutely, that is, you know, I think we're all on the same page on this one here tonight. Let's take a look at some of the comments that have come into the studio. And, Ms. Jay, we're going to throw this first comment out at you. Can you really motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone else for that matter? This male, he says, well, I think you can motivate or inspire by encouraging, supporting, and believing in your significant other or someone, just as one of your co-hosts said tonight. Ms. Jay, your thoughts on that? Can you really motivate or inspire somebody by encouraging or supporting or believing in your significant other or anyone for that matter?
You can attempt to motivate them that way, but it's left up to them to really actually be motivated. But you can attempt to do it, yes, but it's up to them.
All right. I certainly, you know, I tend to agree with that, because I think that that motivation, that inspiration, it comes from you. I mean, our children, this is just my opinion, our children are only out for a season. And after that, it's almost like they don't want to be told what to do at all. And, you know, and I know that I have my kids, and when they reach a certain age, it's like I'm not giving them directives. When I felt that they were in a position, especially, you know, to take care of themselves and grown enough, not just being old enough, but grown enough, and they knew that they had to be out of my house. But when I felt that they were ready to take care of themselves and matriculate through their own journey, then it's like, okay, I might ask them a question, well, you think that that's a good decision, what you're trying to do now? Just give them something to think about instead of giving them a directive, because I know at a certain age they don't want to be told to do. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deedy, do you think that this person, do you agree with Ms. J here? I certainly do, that you can make an attempt at trying to motivate or inspire someone.
Yeah, you can attempt, and we motivate everybody every day, but some individuals just they first need to be self-motivated in some way, shape, or form. But you know, if they don't have it in them, then it's just not, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Okay, Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. You hear an inspirational message, whether it's in church, whether it's on YouTube, anywhere. You went to a seminar, you got inspired, you know, and it's like, let's say it was one of those shows where you want to go flip houses. Now you're inspired, and you buy their program. Just so having their program is $2,500. And you're so inspired, you're so fired up, Tony Robbins stuff. And now you spend $2,500, you put it on your credit card. And then you get home. On the ride home, you might even listen to one of the CDs. I thought I'd say a tape, but they don't have the tapes anymore. But a CD in the car. And then you're fired up all the way home, and then you get home with your significant other, and it's like, you are almost afraid to tell them how much money you invested in this program, you know, and then, you know, you don't tell them because they're asking you, how much did you pay for this? How much did you pay for this? And you say, wait, honey, listen, we can flip houses and we can make all this money. And finally, when the truth comes out, she's like, you need to take that back. And then all of a sudden now, I'm not taking it back. But all of a sudden now, Benny from the Block, you put it on the shelf. And now... You don't even make a phone call to go. It's been sitting on the shelf 3 months. So what happened between the time that you were inspired by that show or that seminar until the time that you put these things on the shelf and you left it there for the last 3 months? What happened, in your opinion?
I wish I would have had a V8. That's what happened. What happened is these type of motivational things are really done to just what they do, lure people in, get people all excited. And then what happens is only about 10% of the people actually take those motivational speeches, those motivational tapes and things and actually make them work in their lives. Now, let me explain who those 10% are. Those 10% are the 10%ers anyway who are already have been successful in their lives, who have already demonstrated a level of success, and therefore they just added another tool in their arsenal to become even more successful at what they're doing. Most people don't have that type of self-motivation to be able to follow through with these types of programs, and they know that. And you have to know that as an individual. You have to know after one or two attempts to try to do some great and new things, and it hadn't worked for you 10, 12 years before and all the years in between, now you thought, oh, I found a new Amway. I found a new marketing this. I found a new this. I found a new that. And you didn't do the work from the first 20 that you've already inspired yourself to do. So that's internal, like I say, intrinsic. That's internal. You have to know who you are. You have to know that you don't have that skill set to do some of those things. You could go, you could be motivated. Don't spend your money. Don't check your credit card. Don't invest into a product because you're not going to do it.
Wow. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Marjorie Croft. Marjorie Croft, thank you for joining us. Welcome to tonight's program. Do you think that you can inspire, let's say, an adult child, your own adult child? Do you really think you can inspire your adult child? All right, perhaps Ms. Cross is not there. We'll come back to her. Ricky, to the rescue, let's go to you. Let's give you an opportunity to make your commercial break, and then I want you to chime in on, do you think you can inspire or motivate your own adult child, your own adult child?
Yes, good evening, everyone. Again, I am Ricky to the Rescue. I am the founder of A Path to Greatness, LLC, located in Georgia, where we provide life coaching, mediation, and anger management services for those who are in need. You can visit our website at 2greatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com, and the telephone number is 404-968-9940. Again, their telephone number is 404-968-9940. And so to answer the question of could you motivate your adult child, I think when we're talking about this motivation, it's still going back to the initial thing as far as it being intrinsic. However, I would like to believe that if it's your child, you probably instill some values and some beliefs within them, and maybe you can remind them what those things are, but it's still up to them to make the decision to choose or select in how they're going to move forward with their behaviors in life. And so I think that's what it boils down to. Now, sometimes, you know, reminders are helpful for people, right? And so sometimes you could be in situations, especially when you're stressed. Sometimes we even forget the proper things to do, but sometimes you get reminders, but it's still up to you from an intrinsic standpoint to move forward in the right or appropriate direction.
All right, excellent. I certainly do concur with that. There's nothing greater than love. If you all are just joining us tonight, can you really motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone else? You can certainly go back and listen to this program in its entirety about approximately 20 minutes after we conclude the broadcast tonight. This is a live one tonight. If you're just catching us, you will definitely want to go back in and catch the archives on this show that was about 20 minutes ago or so. I'm sorry, about 32 minutes ago, actually. All right, let's go to another comment here. Port Rosette, well, I want to bring you in here and give you this one. This young lady writes in. She says, in terms of motivation or inspiration, I personally don't think you can really motivate or inspire anyone else because it has to actually come from within the person themselves. It has to come from that intrinsic nature that you all are talking about. Poor Rosette, why is that so important? That it's got to come from in them, from within them. You hear this speech, and it's like, they just up there talking. What is it, Poor Rosette?
Yes, I feel I agree with her. It needs to come from within, because if not, then it's just a fleeting, you know, it's just something that's in passing, because that's one of the reasons why they will say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because the things that people will do in terms of learning more maybe about how to invest their money or just even learning more about, you know, what careers are booming, you know, what you want to be educated in. If you're not even willing to even explore anything, and it's always where you're being like spoon fed or whatever, it's going to be where it's not going to stick. And so that's one of the things that I agree with the person there, that it has to come from within.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here, Ms. J, and we're going to go to this next comment. This party writes in and says, I think people can listen to motivation or inspirational message all day long and become inspired only if they themselves desire to do so. They must want to do it. Ms. J, it's along the lines that we're all saying tonight. What do you think?
Definitely. To be inspired, you have to want to do that. And to be motivated, another person can do it. But like we keep saying, you have to want it. You have to want it.
All right. Danny from the block, I want to bring you in here with this next one here. And Danny from the block, this comment reads, this young man writes in, he says, a lot of the inspirational or motivational speakers out here, including ministers, are just out to collect money for their own pockets and wealth. And says, when you could really just, you know, decide on your own to pick up your life and say, I want better, and go for it. What do you think about that, Benny from the block? Are the ministers, some of them, inspirational speakers, trying to fatten their pockets? And if so, is there anything wrong with that?
I don't.
Benny from the block? All right, perhaps he's not there. Ricky to the rescue, let me bring you in.
I'm on the line. I couldn't get in.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Benny from
the block.
I'm
sorry, I couldn't get in. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, in a lot of cases that is true, not just with ministers and other people. That's the way the world is now. The world is systematically trying to get you to give your money away to them to get you motivated by what every program we see on TV, every commercial, it's all the same. And so we have to get to a place to know our motivation has to start within us. We have to already be motivating ourselves before we let some people brainwash us and mesmerize us, and then get us under their paws, and now they can control us. That's the whole reason for this whole thing. It's motivate to incriminate, to control you later on down the road. They do what they want you to do. So, yeah, we got to have our own motivation. We got to already be motivating ourselves. Matter of fact, we should bring our children out the womb motivated to be something better and greater in their lives, even though we don't know what it is yet. But they should already have that already in their DNA program. So they don't need someone to come motivate us. Motivation should be you know, when you get a Slurpee, you get the straw. The straw for a Slurpee is different than the straw for a soda. It has a wider ending. That's why motivation should be for us. That straw that has a wider ending so we can get greater and better suction out of it than we would with just a regular drink.
All right. Ms. J, let me bring you in here. Ms. J, would you say that we as men, you're not a man, but men, are we any different from these inspirational or motivational speakers when if it's me, if I'm competing with Jack and John to get your love, to win your heart, then I'm going to throw my best lines out there to see if I can manipulate I don't mean manipulate in the bad sense, but I'm trying to get to your heart. And so if Jack and John, we're all in this thing together trying to compete and may the best man win. So I'm trying to go for it, but are we any different by trying to motivate and inspire? And the thing what we want to do is if I can make you laugh or if they can make you laugh, but if I can keep it consistent, I mean, are we any different from anybody else? In your perspective, I'm talking about men who are in pursuit of women. And the same question will go to Darren Deedy as well as Port Rosette.
Well, all men are out there trying to put their best foot forward to see, okay, how can they motivate or how can they inspire this lady to like this about him or that about him? So that's the name of the game. Who can inspire or motivate the one the best? You know, what do you like more about this person than the other? What has he shown you?
Yeah.
You know, to motivate you to see something good in him. So, yeah, it's sort of the same in a way.
Okay. All right. Darren Deedy, let's bring you in. Your thoughts. I mean, something one of us guys will do that says, okay, I'm going to pick him. What makes you pick him over the others?
Yeah, it's, I would have to, it's definitely a motivational thing. There's got to be like a light in someone. I think, it, you know, everything has to be within. that's what's going to pull it to the top. But yeah, I'm kind of speechless. It is definitely an internal motivation. I think it's something you're born with or you're taught at a very young age.
Okay.
You know, about yourself. So you carry it through life.
Okay. And even if you're not born with that part, but I can see because if a guy, he don't have to be motivated, just like in the tonight's story. Lenny lacks motivation. He's not a motivated or inspired guy by any means intrinsically. But he did enough that was necessary to win the heart of Kathy. Port Rosette, I want to bring you in here. So what makes you pick this guy, Port Rosette, over that guy or over that guy? What makes you pick that one particular guy?
I have to go back to what was said earlier. I think there's something going on with her in terms of her valuing herself enough now, because she should realize at this point, if she's suggested some of these things as far as him going to get his GED or, you know, going deeper into his education or trying to find something better, and he's still not interested, but he's like, you know, still interested in her, I feel that, yeah, he realizes the good catch he has, but she does not have a good catch. And I've heard people say that a man will make sure he has a good catch, but a lot of times women will settle. And
okay.
So that's one of the problems that's going on here. She got to be careful because it seems like she's settling for him, because it even may be lust for him, because if he really loves her, I would think he would start, you know, trying to better himself, love himself too.
Okay. Miss J, just before you come in, poor Rosette, I'm throwing the question off of Kathy to you now. What makes you pick, let's say, your husband over two or three other guys that also liked you and was trying to win your heart? I mean, are we any different here? We're trying to be motivational and inspiring, and it's like, hey, look at me over here. Girl, I will sing to you. You know, I will do this. We will jump through hoops to win the heart of a woman. So are we any different from what the comment said earlier about a preacher or an inspirational, motivational speaker? But what makes you, Port Rosette, pick this one guy?
Yeah, it has to be, it has to be
where was that? He made you laugh? What happened?
it has to be where the person is making you feel love. Yes.
Okay. So, poor Rosette, are you telling me you need a man to make you feel loved? Do you need a man to make you feel validated? Poor Rosette, what are you telling me?
No, I'm not seeing it, but I'm seeing like on a whole, if you fall for someone, it had to be something like you said, the person has to feel comfortable with that person and really enjoy being with them.
Okay, so Ms. J, let me bring you in here before we go to Ricky to the rescue. Why does it have to be that you fall for someone? You know, why?
You know,
why
because
do we
that
person, are you
maybe
falling for
motivation
this
is not the word. You just impressed. I thought about that word with certain
okay.
things about it. Now
okay.
I don't know Kathy, but Kathy's 36
okay.
years old, and
right.
Lenny. I can picture Lenny right now. He must have
okay.
his body about him, his voice. He's spoiling her with his attention and kindness and, of course, his sex cycling. And that just, she's 36 years old. Of course, she got some more kids. But she's like, dang, I might not ever find a man. This man just, whoa, not worried about this other thing. Now, why she want to marry him, that's my problem. You know, you go,
okay.
like my mom used to say, with certain guys, you can date them, but don't marry them, you know. This is a dating,
right.
not marrying guy, but, you know. But the kindness and the press with some things about him, because he's probably good-looking, too, you know.
Ms. J, we're going to let you close us out tonight. Can you really motivate or inspire your significant other, or anyone else for that matter, in about eight to 9 minutes? So we're looking forward to your closing tonight. We really are. Let's go here now Miss Marjorie Cross, let's see if she's there now. Miss Cross? All right, perhaps Miss Cross is still not there. She's just listening in. All right, let's go on to take another comment. Victor Rescue, we want to give you this comment here. This comment here, Victor Rescue, this lady, she writes in, she says, when it comes to can you motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone else, she says, I say no, absolutely not. And by this, I mean you may want your kids to do one thing and they desire to do something else. Even when you are trying to motivate or inspire them, you can't even motivate your kids or inspire them, even when you offer them bribes or incentives. Bring to the rescue your thoughts on that.
Well, I definitely understand what is being said in this, you know, with that comment. I would also like to say as well, you know, there's a spiritual component towards this, right? And so if your faith is in belief of something, I can't use words like absolutely not, or, you know, I can't be as dogmatic to say something is 100% because
okay.
We know there's no perfect thing on the planet. So I think when you start using those absolutes, you kind of shut yourself off for that possibility, or you limit what could potentially happen. Because I will say this, in situations like this, I have seen it turn around before, you know, in my work experiences. So when I look at it from that lens, I try to be very careful in saying things like absolutely not.
Okay, okay. So, Ricky to the rescue, all right? So you're careful by saying absolutely not. So, Ricky to the rescue, and you all, this is no harm intended with this question. No harm intended of a person's sexual preference. So if someone, Ricky to the rescue, assuming that you're a heterosexual man and some person who's, you know, has a male who has a different preference and tends to like you and says, and I've been approached this way, you all, and the person comes up and says, well, I'm gay and I think that you're hot to trot. And, you know, could I take you out? Ricky to the rescue, can you say at that time, absolutely not? Or they ask if, you know, if we can have a swing. Could you ever say absolutely not?
In the terms of saying absolutely not to that scenario, I could say absolutely not. But in the context in which we were speaking about two people who wanted to be together, not something that you didn't like to begin with. And so, of course, we're not going to be able to shift our mind completely if our value system or our beliefs or whatever how we view something is set in stone, or that fundamental thing from a spiritual standpoint is at a different perspective.
Right. That's a very interesting point and way to present that. Rick to Rescue, excellent job. Let's go ahead and bring in Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, this next comment that has come up into the studio. This party writes in, he says, when it comes to motivating or inspiring, in my opinion, to motivate or inspire means to desire or bring change in your life or the life of someone else. I doubt very seriously, he says, that you can change anyone or make anyone do something that you want or desire them to do. In fact, you can only get children to be obedient when they are young enough. Darren Deedy, I believe that that's true. You can only get them children to do something when they're young enough, because when they get a certain age, it's like, Mama, I'm not going to do that. Mama, can you leave me alone? Or, Daddy, I'm not going to do that. Darren Deedy, what are your thoughts? Ms. Jay, we're going to ask the same question to you.
Well, I would say for a grown person, I myself am very independent, and I'm a people pleaser. But, yeah, no, I do anything for my spouse, even things I don't want to do. But, yeah, it's different when you're a child, you know. You whine because you don't want to do the dishes, you know. It's not – life is a little more deeper than that, but yeah, mm-hmm. No. We going through life, we do a lot of things we don't want to do. So, I'm not sure if I'm answering your question.
Yeah, you are, Ms. Jay. Let me bring you in here along the same lines. It's like your children are yours for a season, and I tend to agree with that. That after a while, it's like they don't really want you to tell them anything to do. They just, and when they got their issues, they pretty much want you to listen, or unless they choose to ask for advice. But it's almost like, and you know, and I can relate to that, because at 17, I was like, Mom, I got to cut this umbilical cord. You know, I got to go. I got to figure it out. And, you know, I'm glad that I did. Ms. J, is that such a bad thing?
Well, you know, you want your kids to grow up and mature and think for themselves, and you will hope they remember some teaching from you or how you live. But if you see them doing some things that you got some ideas or suggestions, me personally, I would give it. I said, well, this is what I think. If they don't want to do it, I say, okay, so be it. You know, and I let it go. And then I let the problems fall away and fall until they come running back to me. And then I say, well, I told you, right? So you're going to listen sometime?
So, Ms. J, you actually say that, I told you so?
Yes. No, I say, what did I say before? Yeah, you said that was going to happen. No, I look and say, I say, what did I say? I said, okay then. So you're going to listen sometime? That's exactly what
wow.
I say. You're going to listen sometime? I sure do. Because they don't want to listen, but they always want to come back when it falls backwards. You know, so listen sometime.
I would be embarrassed, and I'm going to ask you to stand by. Richardson Rescue, why, in your opinion, why do you think some people, like, I would be embarrassed to go back to my mom if I didn't listen to her first two or three times. I would be embarrassed to go back to her. In your opinion, why would you think somebody like me would be embarrassed to go back to my mom because I didn't listen the first two times? And then I'm going to tell her, Mama, you were right. I don't think so. Not for me. Not if my mama's going
right.
to say, I told you so. What did I tell you the first time?
Right. And you know how, like I mentioned, sometimes you can be blinded by love. Sometimes, you know, pride gets in the way of us
Absolutely.
Being able to move and have progress in a lot of situations. And, you know, even thinking about when people truly need help in a lot of scenarios, they may need the help, but you're just not going to ask for it because your pride is in the way. And especially if it's a continuing process in which you face the same thing, so it's embarrassment after embarrassment after embarrassment, you know, it's kind of difficult for you to go back, especially if you want to feel more independent. So it's that pride that gets in the way.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here with this comment, and then we got about then we'll get ready to go to Ms. J for the closing shortly thereafter. This female, she says, trying to motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone outside of it being your job, outside of being your job, it can be massive work to take on. The question becomes, do you want to take on that assignment, like in tonight's story, when the person is not self-motivated? Who wants to waste their time? Sir Benny from the blog, can you give us your thoughts on that one there, and then we're going to get ready to go to the closing with Ms. J.
Very quickly, motivation, it should be a part of who you are and should just be a very, very small part. It should not be your job. It should not be your descriptive of who you are. Well, she motivates me or he motivates me. It should be just a small part of your overall love for someone. Because I love you, I want to inspire you, or I want to motivate you to be better. If motivation becomes a consistent and regular thing, that's not motivation at all. That's nagging to me, because at some point you're going to get tired of hearing that. Oh, okay, I heard that already. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to. Yeah, and then it becomes a back and forth. So, no, don't spend too much time in your life with someone that you got to motivate all the time. Spend time with somebody who inspires you to want to be better, not motivate you, who inspires you to want to be better in your walk, in your talk, in your life, in your job, in your status, in how you think, so that you don't end up becoming a taskmaster.
Okay, all right. On that note, Ms. J, we're going to switch it over to you to close us out. Can you really motivate or inspire your significant other or anyone else for that matter? Ms. J.
Okay. Motivation is momentary. Inspiration can last a lifetime. Motivation comes from outside. Inspiration comes from inside. Motivation pushes you, and inspiration pulls you. So I'm going to say this. Yes, there is no problem with trying to motivate or inspire a person. If you see that they don't want to be and they're not making a change in their life, why would you want to keep wrecking yourself putting all that hard energy and work on trying to do it? You know, will it be worth it to you at the end of the day? And as we said a lot of times tonight, it's their choice, and if they don't want to do it, it won't happen. So I will say do your job as a loving person or a Christian person to motivate and inspire persons if you can, because there are some people who would like that. But hopefully you can be successful. But I would like to say also, if I may, and these are my thoughts to the single ladies out there, nothing against you, my guy friends out there, but don't be a Kathy, as in the story. It's not your job to train or keep a grown man living in a grown man's life, especially if he if y'all are talking about marriage. Because as I just heard Ricky say, don't be blind by love, because, ladies, that can really hurt you. So, you know, if you see that this person don't want to be motivated, that person is not for you. That's my thought on it. And that's all
okay.
I got to say on that.
Ms. Jay, that's an excellent closing. And I don't think you have a man on the line that would disagree with you. I think that that's an excellent point. Rick to the rescue, wouldn't you agree, Sir Benny, from the block, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Point well taken.
Point well taken. Absolutely. I
definitely agree. Very, very, very good and pungent point. Thank you.
So, listen, on that note, we're clearly out of time, you all. Please join us here tomorrow night when we got another good one, another live one for you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Sophia's, do we have the power? Now, this is a spiritual show. Do we have the power to change the heart of man? You don't want to miss this one tomorrow night. Do we have the heart? It'll touch somewhat on this one that we had tonight, but tomorrow is, do we have the power to change the heart of man? And I know many of us will already be saying that. No, only God can change the heart. Okay, but you'll want to tune in to tomorrow night's program. Join us here at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.